This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Inna alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nasta'afiruhu wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu falamudilla lah wa man yudlil falahadiya lah. Wa ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah wa ashhadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasooluh. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وأحسن الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وَكُلَّ بِدْعَةٍ ضَلَالَ وَكُلَّ ضَلَالَةٍ فِي النَّارِ. Brothers and sisters in Islam, today our khutbah is about al-iftiqar ila Allah, which means impoverishment, being impoverished, which means being deprived of strength and broken in front of Allah Azza wa Jal. And the reason this is the title of our khutbah is that being broken in front of Allah Azza wa Jal, being impoverished in front of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, this is the shortcut to getting close to Allah Azza wa Jal. It is a way to have your du'as answered. It is a characteristic of the prophets and the righteous. And it is the source of strength of the believer. As much as you are weak with Allah Azza wa Jal, you become strong. And as much as you show strength with Allah Azza wa Jal, in front of Allah Azza wa Jal, as much as you become weak. Examples from the Quran. Qarun, who was the rich man from the people of Musa. قَالَ إِنَّمَا أُوتِيتُهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ عِنْدِي. He said, this wealth of mine, I got it because of my intelligence, my knowledge, my know-how. What was the result? He lost all of it. Iblis, he said, قَالَ أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِّنْهُ. He said, I am better than him. He became the worst of Allah's creation. Fir'aun, أَلَيْسَ لِي مُلْكُ مِصْرٍ. Do I not have the kingdom and the dominion of all of Egypt? And in the end, he was drowned in the sea and he had nothing and no dominion whatsoever. The advisors of Bilqis, the queen of Sheba, قالوا نحن أولو قوة. They said, we are powerful, but they were not as powerful as Sulaiman alayhi salam. So the question is, when is the believer strong? You look in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ نَصَرَكُمُ اللَّهُ بِبَدْرٍ وَأَنْتُمْ أَذِلَّ. Allah Azza wa Jal gave you victory at Badr. When you were a small group, a minority, you were the smaller group, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you victory. And when you know and you look at the story of Badr, you see the victory was a powerful victory. It took an hour and they destroyed the enemy that was three times larger. But then compare it to the Battle of Hunayn. وَيَوْمَ حُنَيْنٍ إِنْ إِذْ أَعْجَبَتْكُمْ كَثْرَتُكُمْ. And on the day of Hunayn, when you were taken by your numbers, فَلَمْ تُغْنِ عَنْكُمْ شَيْئًا. And it did not avail you whatsoever. All your numbers that you were proud of and you were taken by, it meant nothing. وَضَاقَتْ عَلَيْكُمُ الْأَرْضُ بِمَا رَحُبَتْ. And the earth constricted around you. ثُمَّ وَلَّيْتُمْ مُدْبِرِينَ. And then you left the battlefield running. Fleeing. Look at the difference between the attitude in both battles and the results of both battles. So the first lesson is show weakness in front of Allah Azza wa Jal. Show dependence on Allah Azza wa Jal. And Allah Azza wa Jal will make you strong, will make you successful, will make you victorious. The second lesson is whatever good you have, whatever blessing, whatever capacity or capability, be conscious that Allah Azza wa Jal is the reason that you have it. So that means you will go into every situation with humility. You will go in saying, I am not wise, Ya Allah, give me wisdom. I am not eloquent, Ya Allah, make my tongue eloquent. The smart doctor will make dua to Allah and say, Ya Allah, allow me to be successful. Or Allah is the one who allowed me to be successful. If you're proud of your children and their achievements, remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed that they would be born without any defect. If you're proud of your house or your bank account, remember that Allah azza wa jalla chose a path for you that put you on that road and He guided you to it. That He could have decreed you to be poor or another part of the world. When it comes to your lineage, which you had no part in choosing, it means Allah azza wa jalla chose it for you. And when it comes to skills, looks, height, hair, all these kinds of things. The scholars say, you cannot be proud and boast of something that you had no part in gaining. Yani, you didn't have anything, you didn't do anything to make sure that you'll be born tall. So why are you boasting about being tall? Yani, you didn't perform any exercise in your mother's womb to ensure you come out to be a tall person. So you had nothing to do with it whatsoever. So how do you boast about something that you had no part in gaining whatsoever? That's what the scholars are saying. So we said the first lesson, show weakness, show dependence on Allah Azza wa Jal. Don't ever show Allah that you're not in need. Don't ever make dua like you're not in need. The second lesson we said, remember that whatever blessing you have, whatever capability you have, always be conscious that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the reason you have it. The third lesson, even when you're capable, you are still in need of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Quran, Ya ayyuhan nas, antumul الْفُقَرَاءُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ هُوَ الْغَنِيُّ الْحَمِيدُ. So Allah Azza wa Jal saying, Oh humanity, oh mankind, not just to the believers, everybody, you are the ones who are in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah Azza wa Jal, He is the one who is self-sufficient. He is the one who is worthy of praise. The reminder of the formula in the relationship. We're the ones that are always in need of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah is the one who's not in need of anyone whatsoever. And that's why you find in the Quran, in Surah Al-Qasas, Musa alayhi salam, he said, Rabbi inni lima anzalta ilayya min khayrin faqir. He's saying, he's acknowledging that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent down blessings to him, and he's still saying, I'm in need of what you're sending down. It's like, I am poor, I don't have. Even though he's acknowledging that you gave me, he's still saying, I'm in need and I don't have. Even when you're capable, Ibrahim alayhi salam says, Rabbi ij'alni muqeema salati wa min dhurriyati. He's asking Allah to make him and to assist him in establishing the salah. Even though he's capable of doing that, but he's still leaving it with Allah Azza wa Jal. وَجْعَلْنِي وَبَنِيَ وَجْنُوبْنِي. This is another verse. وَجْنُوبْنِي وَبَنِيَ أَن نَعْبُدَ الْأَصْنَامِ. And prevent me and protect me and my children from worshipping the idols. The one who destroyed the idols, and he's still making that dua. And we see this in the du'as that we mention in the morning. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ending with, وَلَا تَكِلْنِي إِلَىٰ نَفْسِي طَرْفَةَ عَيْنِ. Do not leave me, like, to my own abilities or to my own power, not even the blink of an eye. Like, I want you, Ya Allah, to be in charge of my affairs the whole time. And never leave me to my own vices, to my own strength, not even for the blink of an eye. Harun al-Rashid, famously, he was the Khalifa, and when he was on his deathbed, he was making dua to Allah and he was showing that he's broken. Even though he had a powerful kingdom and he had a lot of strength, but when at this moment, when he's calling Allah Azza wa Jal, he said, Ya man la yazulu mulku, irham al yawma man qad zala mulku. Yeah, and he's saying the one whose dominion and strength and kingdom never leaves, have mercy on the one whose kingdom is leaving him today. So the more humbled and impoverished we act with Allah Azza wa Jal, the closer we are to Allah Azza wa Jal. And there's a lot of evidence to that. Simple evidence. Allah Azza wa Jal says in Surah Al-Alaq, كَلَّا لَا تُطِعْهُ وَاسْجُدْ وَاقْتَرِبْ. So he's saying to not listen to those who are taking you away from Allah Azza wa Jal. But the point is, wasjud, make sujood, waqtarib, and get close to Allah. When you're making sujood, you're getting close to Allah Azza wa Jal. And we know this from the hadith that you're the closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your sujood. So the scholars mentioned some of the wisdoms. Why is that the case? They said, you are putting your most honored part of your body, which is your face, down to the ground where people step with their feet. And people, the face is the most honored part. This is the one people spend the most amount of money on, making it look better. They spend the most amount of time looking in the mirror, checking out just the face in particular. And now you're going to take this most honored part and you're going to put it down to the ground in humility to Allah Azza wa Jal. And while you're in your lowest point, you are praising your Lord the Most High. Subhan Rabbi al-A'la. While you're in the lowest position, you're praising your Lord Most High. So you're acknowledging and you're being reminded that you're in the lower position and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always in the highest position. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم من جميع الذنوب فاستغفروه فيا فوز المستغفرين. Ask Allah عز وجل for His forgiveness. Indeed, those who ask for His forgiveness shall prosper. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الأمين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. The danger, brothers and sisters, is that when we are comfortable and all is well, we forget that this is an essential part of our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, meaning being impoverished, being broken in front of Allah azza wa jal. Not only being broken when there is a calamity, but all the time. Even when things are well, this is the situation. And in dua, the more broken and impoverished, the closer you are to getting an answer from Allah Azza wa Jal. And we'll end with this story that happened 450 years ago or so to a man by the name of Al-Mundhir ibn Sa'id, rahimahullah. One of the, a khalifa asked him to go and lead the istisqa prayer, the prayer for rain. So the khalifa asked him, go and lead the prayer for rain, which is essentially you're making dua to Allah Azza wa Jal to cause rain to come. So Al-Mundhir ibn Sa'id, rahimahullah, before he left, he sent the servant boy. He said, talk to the guards of the Khalifa in any way you can. Let them allow you to go in and see what state the Khalifa is in. So the boy goes until he goes in and listens to what the Khalifa is doing, what state he's in. And he finds the Khalifa saying, Allahumma la tu'adhib khalqak bima'asiyati khalifatihim. He found the Khalifa saying, oh Allah, do not punish your servants because of the sins of their Khalifa. In other words, to say, they've got nothing to do, they're innocent, and they've got nothing to do with my sins. So don't punish the masses because of my individual sins. So then he goes and he tells Al-Mundhir ibn Sa'id, and then Al-Mundhir ibn Sa'id says, listen to the confidence. He tells the servant, follow me and bring the umbrella. Yani he's certain that it's going to rain now. Lish? Because he says, إِذَا خَشَعَ جَبَّارُ الْأَرْضِ رَحِمَ جَبَّارُ السَّمَاءِ. He says, when the overpowering of the earth, when he becomes humbled, when he is impoverished, then the overpowering in the heavens will have mercy. With that, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who recognize the truth as clear truth and follow the best of it. And we ask him to not make the dunya the greatest of our concern. Allahumma la taj'al ad-dunya akbar hammina wala mablagha ilmina wala ila an-nar masirana. Allahumma irfa' ma halla bi ikhwanina al-mustada'afin fi Gaza. Allahumma irfa' ma halla bi ikhwanina al-mustada'afin fi Gaza. Allahumma fukk hisarahum wa farrij hammahum wa naffis karbahum wa 'afi mubtalahum wa shfi mardahum wajbur kasrahum wa dawi jarhahum واقبل شهداءهم اللهم كن لهم عونا ونصيرا اللهم كن لهم عونا ونصيرا اللهم ارفع ما حل بإخواننا في السودان اللهم يسر أمورهم واغفر لهم يا رب العالمين اللهم أبرم لأمة الإسلام أمرا رشدا يعز فيه أهل طاعتك ويهدى فيه أهل معصيتك ويؤمر فيه بالمعروف وينهى فيه عن المنكر يا سميع الدعاء وصلى اللهم وبارك على مبعوث رحمة للعالمين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وقوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله.